السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your coming together again for the sake of his zikr. The taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is a very great ibadat, very much rewarding. And tonight we have the best of all zikrs that took place, which is the recitation of the Holy Quran Sharif. Allah ta'ala himself refers in the Quran Sharif to the Quran Sharif as zikr. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikr. So this Quran Sharif is referred to as zikr. All the awliya of the ummat, all the sahaba ikram, the tabi'in, the taba tabi'in, and everyone in the ummat who has the knowledge of the Quran Sharif and the knowledge of Hadith Sharif, they are in agreement that the best of all zikrs is the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The best of all zikr is the tilawat, the recitation of the Quran Sharif, because it is kalamullah. Tonight it is not my intention to give a talk or a speech on the virtues of the Quran Sharif. You have come here for the purpose of zikrullah, but at the same time this is also zikrullah, that we hear one or two things about the Quran Sharif that was recited. So they are all in agreement that the best of all zikr is the Quran Sharif. So then we may say that what is the need then for all the other zikr? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, all these zikrs that we make. We should rather do away with all that and just read the Quran Sharif. Indeed, if a person reaches that stage where his heart has become purified, then now when he recites the ayat of the Quran Sharif, straight away it impacts on his heart. Then we will say that now you must read only Quran Sharif and read nothing else. That's the best zikr for you. But the reason why we recite the other tasbihat is because those tasbihat and that zikrullah, it weeds out from our hearts the evil, and it removes the rust that has settled on our hearts due to our indulgence in sins. The indulgence in sins has created darkness and rust on our hearts. Now to remove that rust, we do the zikrullah, so that when we recite the Quran Sharif, it has an impact on our hearts. The sahaba ikram ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, many of them when they were in the kufr state or shirk state, or they were Yahudis or Nasaras, but when they heard the ayat of the Quran Sharif being recited, so many of them accepted the iman and believed in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the mere listening to one ayat of the Quran Sharif. Whole communities, whole nations and tribes accepted Islam just listening to one ayat of the Quran Sharif. So there must have been something in the ayat of the Quran Sharif that it was impacting on the hearts and changing the life and condition of the person. And yet we sit and we read and we read, or we listen and we listen, but nothing seems to happen inside our hearts. Therefore we have some zikr and some other ibadat, so to clean that heart of that rust. Otherwise the best of all zikr is the recitation of the Quran Sharif, because it gives you, if I'm not mistaken, it is Imam Baizawi Rahmatullah Alayh who has mentioned, Imam Baizawi Rahmatullah Alayh in his Tafsir Baizawi, he said that what is the purpose of the recitation of the Quran Sharif? What do you get by the recitation of the Quran Sharif? He says there are three things. One is taqarruban ila Allah Ta'ala. The taqarrub, the qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you can get through the Quran Sharif. The recitation of the Quran Sharif gives you the qurb, the closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It gives you the marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we talk just on that, we can go on. But the next part is, وَتَحَفُّزًا لِأَلْفَازِهِ. the protection of the words of the Quran Sharif. These Hafizes who have recited, they have by hearted the Quran Sharif, and they are a means of the protection of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has made their hearts those cases in which the Quran Sharif is preserved. So there is another purpose. And thirdly, the meaning of the Quran Sharif, istikshaf of the ma'ani of the Quran Sharif. So these are the three things that you get from the Quran Sharif. Always we talk about jazb, we talk about suluk, and we talk about mujahida. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. The person who strives in our path, then we direct them to our roads. There are so many roads that are leading to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, as much as the breadths of the people. So Allah Ta'ala guides, but the condition is mujahada. Now this mujahada, when a person makes, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He gives him what we term as jazb. With mujahada, Allah Ta'ala then draws him towards Him. But this is another subject. If we start on that, it will go too much into detail. In any case, the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed for everyone. It is farz e kifaya to have some alims, mufassireen, muhaddiseen, all this is farz e kifaya. That there must be some people in the community who have an intense knowledge of the Quran Sharif. Now for that you need the ulama who will understand the meaning and the translation and the commentary. But as far as the recitation is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it aam for everyone. Every Muslim, there should be recitation in his life. Put those fans on at the back too, it's getting hot. So the recitation is for everyone. But in this age of mass media, when there's so much of radio, television, magazines, newspapers, morning paper, afternoon papers, evening paper, Sunday paper, Saturday paper, so we've got no time left now for the reading of the Quran Sharif. Our homes have become empty and void of the recitation of Quran Sharif. At the most, sometimes we've got our legs stretched and we've got the tape recorder on and we listen to some recitation by Sudais or by Basit or some other Qari Sahib, and we think we have done justice to the Quran Sharif. But we make no effort to read it ourselves. And it is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, the mafhum of which is that when the person recites Quran Sharif in a home, when there is recitation of the Quran Sharif taking place in a home, then khair increases in that home. Barakat, khair, goodness increases in that home. The shayateen, they leave that home and they go away. The shayateen, the evil shayateen, they leave those homes and go away when there is recitation of the Quran Sharif in that home. And the angels of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they come into that home, bringing the barakat with them. When angels will come, there will be barakat. There's so many other benefits, but in this particular hadith, these three things. Shayateen, the devils, they leave that home and go away. The angels come into that home. And plenty of barakat, plenty of khair in that home. And when there's no recitation of the Quran Sharif in that home, then the devils come into that home, the angels leave that home, and the khair and the barakat leaves that home. Now look at our lives. Look at our homes. Look at our families' homes. Look at the society's homes. How many people are complaining of shayateen and jinnat and jadu and sahar and this and sahar and this and that. And they are running about all over the shore. But we don't look at the reason for these things. How much of recitation is taking place in our homes? And if one son is becoming a hafiz, that bichara is reading in the morning, reading in the afternoon, reading in the evening, and the father and the mother are glued to the television and watching all filth there, and bringing in all the shayateen and the evil, and after that we complain that there's no barakat, there's no khair, and those children also are not becoming obedient, and there's so much of tufan in the homes. So how do we expect then the rahmat angels to remain there? So my brothers, these hafizes, may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala preserve the Quran Sharif in their hearts until their dying day and increase their stages in the Akhirat by the recitation. But the most important thing is that one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which I repeatedly mentioned in every program of this nature, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam indeed has said that that person who by hearts the Quran Sharif, man qara al-Quran fastazharahu, He reads the Quran, he by heart it, he memorizes it. But then for أَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامًا. That is a condition, that is a must, that this person must consider the halal as halal and the haram as haram. In other words, stay away from everything that Allah Ta'ala has declared haram and believe and accept that which Allah Ta'ala has declared halal as halal. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive him and will accept his intercession on behalf of 10 family members of his who were destined to go to hellfire. Allah Ta'ala will put them into Jannat too. In other words, as Maulana Abrar al-Haq Damat Barakatum says, that the Hafiz gets 11 passports. One for himself and 10 for his family members. But I add to that with the barakat of these mashayikh, that sometimes you have a passport, but passport is not a guaranteed entry into a country. You need a visa. So the person has got the passport, but the visa is that what is mentioned in another hadith, that وَعَمِلَ بِمَا فِي. He must practice on that which is in the Quran Sharif. Hafiz and cinema, hafiz and theater, hafiz and casino, hafiz and zina, hafiz and music, these two things don't go together. The hafiz has to be very much concerned. One consignment of diamonds, how much of security is provided for that? Now the hafiz has got the Quran Sharif in his heart. What can be greater than the Quran Sharif? But when he's going to indulge in sins, then that Quran Sharif leaves the heart. Sometimes just the words remain, but the ruh and the noor and the spirit is all gone. There was never a time in the history of South Africa, I mentioned at Newcastle also, when we had as many Darul Ulooms as we have today. There was never a time in the history of South Africa when we had as much tabligh work as we have today. When we had as much dawah work and dawah societies as we have today. There was never as many hafiz classes as we have today. In fact, now even in Muslim schools, in homes, in maktabs and in Darul Ulooms, everywhere there is a flood of people who are wanting to become hafiz, which is a very good sign, alhamdulillah. But there was never the time that we had as many as we have today. There was never a time that the Muslims contributed as much money for welfare and other projects, for madaris, masajid, as we have today. There was never khanqas as we have today. But yet we find that there was never as much problems in our society and as much filth as we have today. So there is something missing. And that is that noor that we don't seem to be making an effort to bring into our hearts. That mujahada which is required. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me and all of you the tawfiq. And may Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat that their asatiza made and their parents made. And their family members may have assisted and helped, or whosoever assisted in any way in the production of these huffaz. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless them and reward them with the best of rewards in this world and in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Since everything happens with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and not with our own effort, the effort that we put in is also with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because if he does not give us that intelligence, he does not give us the strength, he does not give us the health, then we cannot do anything. So everything is with the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So therefore tonight's zikr, we will again read, مَجَالَ هَي كُچْ بِكَرْ سَكُوْ مَي جَ تُوْنَ تَوْفِيقَ اَيْ خُدَا دَي. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے.
Hardam karume mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon
Oh Allah, all are flowers in your garden. The only thorn in your garden is myself.
Tere gulistan mein sab gul hain, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho bahut hi ghaflat shiar mein hoon raha main bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool e kar mein hoon raha main bekar zindagi bhar bas ab to mashghool e kar mein hoon Har dam karun main ae mere bari Allahu Allah 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 Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari Allahu Allah 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 Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi bahut hi ganda hai haal mera Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai ruwan ruwan baal baal mera Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai ruwan ruwan baal baal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke durust kar de maal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main usi mein ho intiqal mera teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saans lo mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ That is enough for tonight. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept even one time taking the name of Allah with azmat of Allah. It is such that until one person will remain taking the name of Allah, the universe will not be destroyed.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، اے میرے پیارے خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما، اے اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ، او مائی ستار غفار اللہ، او مائی فوگیونگ اللہ، او مائی مرسیفل اللہ، او مائی کمپیشنٹ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کائنڈ اللہ، فوگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ سو مچ آف سنز ان اور لائف، بٹ او اللہ یو ڈیئرلی لو فوگیونیس آف سنز، یو ڈیئرلی لو فوگیونیس آف سنز. Oh my Allah, you want us to turn towards you with remorse, with regret, to turn towards you with repentance. Oh my Allah, we are turning towards you. Ey Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hain. Ey mere pyare khuda, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hain. Mere Allah, hum apne haath tere samne phaila rahe hain. We are extending our begging bowls before you, oh my Allah. You attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you. Oh my Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are not begging of human beings, we are begging of you, oh my Allah. You dearly love those who beg of you. You become displeased with those who do not beg of you. Ey Allah, is Mubarak Majlis ke andar, Ey Allah, in this Mubarak Majlis, the Majlis in which the Khatam of the Quran Sharif took place, the Majlis in which the Khatam of your Kalam took place, Oh Allah, is Mubarak Majlis ke andar, jis ke andar tera zikr kiya gaya, tera naam liya gaya, Huzur-e Paak Rasam par Durood Sharif parha gaya, Ey Allah, hum sab ki maghfirat farma de. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ey mere pyare Allah, ey mere pyare Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya to tu bata ke hum gandon ko kaun maaf karega. If you are not going to forgive us, oh my Allah, then you tell us who is going to forgive us. There is no one for us besides you, tere siwa hamara koi nahi hai. If you turn away your glance of rahmat from us, oh my Allah, then we will face destruction in this world, we will face destruction in the grave, we will face destruction in the hereafter. Oh my Allah, as it is, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering all over the world. Ya Allah, because of our sins we are suffering everywhere in the world. Lekin mere pyare khuda, aaj raat hame maaf farma de. Ya Allah, teri rahmat ki barish utar de. Oh Allah, let the rains of your rahmat descend upon us. Ya Allah, let us become soaked and immersed in the rains of your rahmat. Oh Allah, we have made umbrellas of steel above our heads. Ya Allah, the umbrellas that we have made are for our sins. Oh Allah, we do not want the rahmat to descend upon us. Lekin mere pyare khuda, tonight we are expressing our remorse and our regret. We are extremely ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Ey Allah, hum teri taraf rujoo kar rahe hain. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Mere Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum khatakar hai, hum badkar hai, hum siyahkar hai, ہم گنہگار ہیں, ہم ناپاک ہیں, ہم سب کچھ ہے میرے اللہ, لیکن ہم تیرے بندے ہیں. We are your servants, oh my Allah. We may be dirty, we may be filthy, we may be ناپاک, but we are your servants, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, we are the ummatis of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, if you forgive us, your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will become happy. Oh Allah, you will become happy. The only one that will become unhappy will be shaitan. Ay Allah, shaitan ko naraz hone de. اے اللہ, شیطان مردود ہے, اے اللہ وہ ناراض ہوتا رہے, لیکن میرے اللہ تیرے پیارے حبیب کو خوش کر دے. اے اللہ ہمیں خوش کر دے. او اللہ,
please your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by forgiving us and by forgiving the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, humare saghira gunah maaf farma. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, when we were committing sins, we looked towards our right, we looked towards our left, we looked in front of us and behind us, we looked above us. Oh Allah, that nobody must be watching us. We saw that our relatives must not see us. Our friends must not see us. Oh Allah, we thought that our friends must not come to know. Our family members must not come to know. Ya Allah, when we committed zina, when we went to the casinos, when we went to the cinemas and theaters, when we indulged in haram, Ya Allah, we looked all around. The only one that we thought that did not have eyes, and the only one that we thought was blind was you. Ya Allah, humne sabko bina samjha. Agar na bina samjha, to tujhko samjha. Hey, mere Allah, hum khatakar hai, lekin maaf farma de. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, there was no such thing as darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant that is crawling in a dark, pitch black night. Oh Allah, on a dark rock, on a pitch black rock, you are aware of the movements of that ant. Hey Allah, to hume maaf farma de. Oh Allah, bless each and every one of us with long life. Bless us with long life. Bless our families with long life. Bless the entire ummah with long life. But oh Allah, let our long lives be so that we may accumulate the maximum amount of good deeds before we leave this world. Hey Allah, bless us with long life, with good health, oh my Allah. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Oh Allah, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Hey Allah, cure us of our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Ya Allah, our hearts have become filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with malice. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with envy and jealousy. Our hearts are filled with all kinds of evil passions and desires. Ay Allah, so much of filth we have entered into our hearts through our ears. So much of filth we have entered into our hearts through our eyes. So much of filth we have entered into our hearts through our mouths. Ay Allah, so much of filth we have entered into our hearts through all other parts of our bodies. Ay Allah, our hearts have become dirt bins. Ay Allah, humne apne kulub ko kachre ka dabba bana diya hai. Mere Allah, aise napaak kulub ke andar tu kaise aa sakta hai? How can you enter such dirty and filthy hearts? But oh Allah, you are the purer. You are the one who purifies dirty and filthy hearts. We are turning towards you. Just one tawbah and istighfar is sufficient to clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with zuhd. Fill our hearts with taqwa. Fill our hearts with sabr. Fill our hearts with shukr. Fill our hearts with qanaat. Fill our hearts with all goodness. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ay Allah, in bachchon ne jo Quran Majeed khatam kiya, Ay Allah, in ke sino ke andar jo Quran Majeed ko tune mehfooz kiya, Oh Allah, keep it protected and safeguarded until the day of judgment. Oh Allah, give them progress. Oh Allah, give them the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif as much as possible. Ya Allah, Quran Sharif ki tilawat ki tawfiq ata farma. Give them the tawfiq to understand the meaning of the Quran Sharif. Give them and every one of us the tawfiq to practice upon the Quran Sharif. Ay Allah, zyada se zyada Quran ke saath hame taluq naseeb farma. Ay Allah, jinhone inki khidmat ki hai unko qubool farma. Inke asatiza ko qubool farma. Inke madrasa ko qubool farma. Aur jisne bhi uske madrasa ki ya inki khidmat ki usko qubool farma. Inke maa baap ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, maa baap ko bhi tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, bless the tawfiq and give tawfiq to the parents of every hafiz in this world. The tawfiq that they must purify their lives, that they must clean their homes of all the filth and make their homes conducive to the study of the Quran Sharif and the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Allah, humare gharon ke andar barkat ata farma. Bless us with barkat in our homes, with barkat in our lives, with barkat in our businesses, with barkat in our time, with barkat in our wealth. Allah, musalmanon ki tijaraton ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect the businesses of the Muslims. Allah, unki tijaraton ki hifazat farma. Allah, unki tijaraton ki hifazat farma. Sood ke lene aur dene se hifazat farma. Allah, barkat wala rizq ata farma. Allah, barkat wala rizq ata farma. Ya Allah, bless us all with rizq which is halal. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal. Provide for us sources from which are unknown to us. Ya Allah, give us from your treasures, oh my Allah. Allah, tere khazane se tu hume ata farma. Allah, hum bimar hai, hume shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, give us cure. If our parents, our brothers and sisters, family members, anyone in the ummah is sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, jo hospital ke andar pade hue, unko shifa ata farma. Allah, jo apne gharon ke andar بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ سب کو شفا تامہ کاملہ عاجلہ دائمہ عطا فرما. ہمارے مشائخ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما, ان کے سائے کو ہمارے سروں کے اوپر تا دیر قائم رکھ. اے اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں, وی آر ویک, ایکسٹریملی ویک او مائی اللہ, اسپیشلی وین اٹ کمز ٹو نفس اینڈ شیطان. او اللہ نفس اینڈ شیطان اوور پاورز آل دا ٹائم. اے اللہ ٹیک اس آؤٹ فرام دا سلیوری آف نفس اینڈ شیطان, ٹیک اس آؤٹ فرام دا سلیوری آف نفس اینڈ شیطان. گیو اس دا ہمت ٹو فائٹ نفس اینڈ شیطان لائک لائنز او مائی اللہ. او مائی اللہ ود یور پاور آف جسٹ ڈراز ٹوورڈز یو, گیو اس سچ اے بونڈ ود یو, گیو اس سچ اے بونڈ ود یو مائی اللہ. ہمیں تیرا ایسی ماں, تیری ایسی معرفت عطا فرما, تیرا ایسا قرب نصیب فرما, تیری ذات عالی کے ساتھ ایسا تعلق نصیب فرما. او اللہ گیو اس سچ اے بونڈ ود یو دیٹ نفس اینڈ شیطان کی ناٹ ریموو اس فرام یو فار اے سنگل مومنٹ. اے اللہ جو گناہ ہو چکے وہ تو ہو چکے, لیکن باقی زندگی ہمیں صراط مستقیم پر چلا. اے اللہ یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف پیرنٹس اینڈ چلڈرن, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف بردرز اینڈ سسٹرز, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف فیملی ممبرز, یونائٹ دا ہارٹس آف دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ مجاہدین اسلام کی مدد فرما, اے اللہ ہمارے فلسطین کے بھائیوں کی اور بہنوں کی مدد فرما. یا اللہ آج کفار اور مشرکین, اے اللہ جس کو چاہے ختم کر دیتے ہیں. او اللہ دے بمبارڈ ہوم سو ایور دے وانٹ, او اللہ دے رین بلٹس آن ہوم سو ایور دے وانٹ, ویدر دے آر معصوم لٹل چلڈرن اور ویمن. او اللہ وہ جس کے اوپر چاہے اے اللہ بمباری کر دیتے ہیں. اے اللہ یہ سب ہمارے گناہوں کی نحوست ہے, تو ہمیں معاف کر دے اور ان کی حفاظت کر لے. اے اللہ پروٹیکٹ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف دیم. یا اللہ گیو دم دا ہمت اینڈ دا قوت ٹو میک جہاد اگینسٹ دا دشمن دیٹ آر اٹیکنگ دم. اے اللہ تو ان مجاہدین کی مدد اور نصرت فرما, تیرے ملائکہ کو نازل فرما, غیبی مدد اور نصرت فرما, چچنیا کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما, بوسنیا کے اندر مدد فرما, کشمیر کے اندر مدد فرما, سارے عالم کے اندر اللہ مدد فرما, افریقہ کے اندر مدد فرما. لیٹ دا ونڈز آف ہدایت بلو تھرو آؤٹ دا کانٹیننٹس. او اللہ پروٹیکٹ اوور ایمان, پروٹیکٹ اوور ایمان, پروٹیکٹ اوور اسلام, پروٹیکٹ اوور ہومز, پروٹیکٹ اوور پراپرٹیز, پروٹیکٹ اوور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, پروٹیکٹ اوور پیرنٹس, پروٹیکٹ دا انٹائر امت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے اللہ وی آر بینگ لیشڈ بائی فتناز فرام اوور رائٹ, فتناز فرام اوور لیفٹ, فتناز فرام ان فرنٹ آف اس, فتناز فرام بہائنڈ اس, اینڈ فتناز آر پورنگ انٹو اوور ہومز بائی دا ٹیلی ویژن. اے میرے اللہ ہم کدھر جائیں؟ اے اللہ فتناز ان اوور اسکولس, فتناز ان اوور کالجز, فتناز ان اوور بازارز, فتناز ان اوور لائفز. اے اللہ اگر تو نے حفاظت نہیں کی تو بتا میرے خدا کہ ہماری حفاظت کون کرے گا؟ اے اللہ ہم تجھے سپرد کرتے ہیں, وی آر ہینڈنگ اوور لائفز ٹو یو او مائی اللہ, ایوری تھنگ از ان یور کنٹرول او مائی اللہ. تو مدارس کی حفاظت فرما, مساجد کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ دینی جتنے بھی کام ہو رہے ہیں اس کی حفاظت فرما, سب کام کرنے والوں کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. اے اللہ all the duas of goodness that my beloved Nabi علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام made for us, bless us with that goodness, especially in حجت الوداع, especially in حجت الوداع. Oh Allah, he made all his life duas for us, but especially in حجت الوداع with his 124,000 glorious companions, each and every one a shining star. Oh Allah, each and every one of them with a purified heart. The earth will never have a gathering of that nature again. The heavens will never witness a gathering of that nature again. Ay Allah, on that occasion the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummat. Ya Allah, Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mere pyare Nabi ne rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasalam ne ay Allah mizab e rahmat ke niche khade hokar ro ro ke jo manga tha, ay Allah hatib ke andar namaz padh karke jo manga tha. Oh Allah, how long he attached himself to the multazam. Ay Allah, kitni der tak mere pyare Nabi ne multazam se chimat karke hamare liye manga. Ay Allah, that masoom and sinless Nabi of yours, how much he cried at the multazam behind the Muqam-e Ibrahim after drinking zamzam. On Safa and Marwa we get tired in 1 minute, oh my Allah. For how long my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood facing the Kaaba and he made dua. Ay Allah, in Mina how much of dua he made for us, and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib he extended his hands and he made dua. His beard became wet with his tears. His ihram wet with his tears. Ey Allah, kitna manga, kitna manga. Ey Allah, Arafat aur Muzdalifah mein jo manga. All the duas of goodness that he made for us. Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and all the corruption and all the mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us. Protect our family members. Protect our wives and children. Protect the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, especially from the fitna of Dajjal. Allah, chote chote Dajjal sab zahir ho chuke hai. Allah, is Dajjali zamane ke andar, Dajjali fitne ke zamane ke andar. Ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, ey mere Allah, agar tu ne hifazat nahi ki, to hamari to iman ki bhi kabhi thikana nahi. If you're not going to protect us, oh Allah, iman is being bartered for a few miserable coins in these days. Allah, tu hamari hifazat kar le. Huzur e Pak sa sam ke sadqe tufail mein hamari duaon ko qubool farma le. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.